Next month, roughly 2 million Muslims will descend upon the holy city of Mecca for one of the most important rituals in Islam. Every Muslim must complete the Hajj at least once in their lifetime, as long as they are in good health and can afford it. The Hajj can only be done in one place, Saudi Arabia. But the kingdom's human rights record has left some Muslims conflicted about making the pilgrimage. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Growing up in New Jersey, Ayman Smile loved the days leading up to the Hajj.
The teachers were awesome. They would make like a fake Kaaba, like a giant cardboard box. And all of us would go around it and be like, Labbaik Allahumma.
Kaaba, or the House of God, is the giant cube structure in Mecca, the holiest site in Islam.
You know, it was one of the things that we did every year in celebration of the Hajj. And it was a nice experience. Like, I think back to those times and I really couldn't wait to actually go.
For Ayman, just like for many Muslims, going on the Hajj would be a dream come true. It's a religious journey which Muslims believe cleanses their soul and brings them closer to God. So a while back, Ayman, who's 29, started to look into the logistics. He found that it would cost him about $10,000 to make the trip, with the flights, hotel, visa and all. Not cheap, but he was committed. So he started saving. By early last year, Ayman was well on his way to reach the $10,000 goal. His dream of performing the Hajj felt within reach.
It gets more expensive every year, and the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. So I would love nothing more than just go, right?
Then things started to get complicated.
We've been with this gruesome new detail that a firm missing U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi is no longer alive.
Headline after headline described atrocities committed by the Saudi state. There was the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, the crackdown on activists, the Saudi war in Yemen. One news story out of Yemen struck a chord with Ayman. An airstrike on a school bus last year killed dozens of children. CNN obtained footage recorded by one of the boys on the bus just an hour before it was hit.
Less than an hour later, and most of the children you see in this video were dead.
That was a Saudi jet plane that fired that missile. I'm not comfortable with contributing to that.
Ayman has since been questioning whether he should go on the Hajj now.
One part of me is saying, Ayman, you have to go. This is one of the most important rituals of your life. And the other part of me is saying, yo, that money that you're going to pay for the visa or the money that you're going to spend there, all of that money is going to might go to killing children. Like, how do I reconcile both of those true facts?
Every year, when millions of Muslims from around the world go to Saudi Arabia for the pilgrimage, they also bring business. They stay at hotels, ride in taxis, eat in restaurants, shop for souvenirs.
So Hajj and Umrah, or religious tourism in general in Saudi Arabia, is a really important source of revenue.
Karen Young studies the political economy of the Gulf states at the American Enterprise Institute.
It makes up about 7% of total GDP in Saudi Arabia. So this is, you know, a pretty significant part of the economy.
She says oil revenues remain the largest contributor to Saudi economy, but the kingdom wants to reduce its dependence on oil. As part of that, she says, it plans to triple the number of pilgrims going to Saudi Arabia in the next decade.
The hope is that these pilgrims go on to become just tourists and visit other places within Saudi Arabia. So visa rules have been changed to both encourage people to extend their visits and also to charge them more, especially for repeat pilgrims.
About 20,000 Muslims from the U.S. are expected to go on the Hajj this year.
My first name is Zamir, which I wrote on the...
Zamir Sattar is the owner of Sara International Travel Agency in New York. His company offers various Hajj packages for about $9,000. Sattar says he hasn't seen any noticeable drop in the number of Muslim Americans booking with his agency.
No, not at all.
He says last year when the news about Jamal Khashoggi broke, he was worried it might impact his business. But it didn't. Maybe it's because some Muslims have decided to separate the politics of Saudi Arabia from the country's religious significance. Yasser Ghadi is one of them. He's the dean of the Islamic Seminary of America. He's going to Saudi Arabia in 2 weeks, only because it's home to two of Islam's holiest sites.
Those sites are considered sacred by God, and politics changes, you know, kingdoms come and go, kings, you know, come and go and die and are born, and the sanctity of the place remains.
Qadi has completed the Hajj 16 times in the past, often as a religious leader for tours. This year, he's leading a group of about 200 Americans. I mentioned Ayman Ismail's concern that by showing up in Saudi Arabia, by spending money there, Muslims could be indirectly complicit in the kingdom's human rights abuses.
Well, there's an element of truth to that, I must confess. But at the same time, we can flip it around. I'm an American citizen. I'm born and raised here. And I'm very, very thankful to God. And I am definitely thankful for having the experiences of this country. It's given me a lot. At the same time, I am highly critical of many aspects of the country I live in, especially its foreign policy. If that argument were to be flipped around and I would be told, why are you living in this land when your tax dollars are being spent, you know, on such and such? You know, the response to that is, well, an infinitesimally small amount of my personal tax dollars are going there. And overall, the benefit that comes for me to live here, for myself, my family, my faith, my people, my country, far outweighs the small percentage of money, you know, that my taxes might impact on what I disagree with.
So he says he's not only going this year, but he will continue to go. Recently, a high-ranking religious leader in Libya called for a boycott of the Hajj. But Ayman Ismail isn't advocating a boycott. He says this is a personal decision that every Muslim has to make for themselves. He says he's mad at the Saudi government for putting this doubt in his heart in the first place.
I really, really hope that one day, inshallah, the custodians of Mecca will empathize with the way that they've made Muslims feel around the world.
For now, he'll continue to save his money. He says he will participate in the Hajj one day. He's just not ready yet. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.